Mark, thanks for your time. How's that left you feeling?
It was totally, totally abject. It was poor. We never turned up for whatever reason. I think for the first few minutes of the game, and that isn't enough, we were okay. I think they're a good team, but we make them look like Real Madrid and gave poor goals away. I think that the first goal that we gave them, the four goals that we conceded today were really poor. I think the last two were you're trying to press forward and commit bodies forward, but we still weren't good enough. They found too much space and too much time, and they've got players that can hurt you. I mean, they've been doing it, for the majority of the season, and that's how they've been playing of late. And to try and nullify that, we've got to be better with the ball. And there were too many of us didn't turn up today.
What are your players saying to you?
They were poor. They know they're poor. I mean, that's unacceptable. It's a totally, totally unacceptable performance. It's a non-performance. So, again, there's not a great deal you can do apart from move past it as quickly as you can and get back and work. And again, a cup tie next week that we have to progress in. We want a cup run. We want a decent cup run. We want a lot of things. At this moment in time, we're not good enough. Certainly not against the better teams in the division. They were better than us today, and that's not something that I want to keep saying. I've said it the last two Saturdays here. We were good on Tuesday night for most of the game. Today we weren't, and last Saturday we could have been better. But like I say, we will work and we'll bounce back and we'll be better.
Can you put your finger on why it didn't happen?
Absolutely, there's too many non-performers. Too many didn't turn up. They were passing was poor. There was nobody really wanted to say nobody. There were times where we looked to get on the ball and pass it and switch play, and we did okay with it. I think it was crying out at half time for more an attacking sort of threat from the wide area, which is why Gary McSheffrey came on. And had we dealt with it and played with the same purpose and the same attitude in the second half. Balls get played into the wide areas and Gary's delivery is pretty good, but we didn't, and the ball didn't get into their penalty area often enough, and we were too open for them to be able to pick the spaces. And against those teams, you have to be organised, you have to be right, and to do that, you have to talk, you have to look around and see things, and then you have to move and deal with any threat that's there. But we didn't do it often enough. And then, and obviously with Charlie's little bit of naivety, first goal, and then obviously as the game progressed, they found little bits of space off and around the back of our, certainly in front of our back four, but also in behind. And then we're trying to commit the two fullbacks forward, and they made it really difficult. The movement's really good, their movement's really good, but we have to be better than that.
Okay, what's your view of that first goal?
My view of all four of the goals are the same. Just to concede four goals at home is embarrassing for a start.
Has Luke got to collect that one?
Yeah, of course he has, yeah. But also we've got to learn from it, because the run off the back of Charlie went unnoticed, and that's something he's got to learn. I'm saying when he's playing in the side, we're going to make one or two errors, but people have got to deal with it and deal with it manfully, and we didn't. And like I say, we've got to move past it as quickly as we can and get on with it, because the next game comes around pretty quickly. So... again, it's one of those things that it's hard to sort of see it coming, because everything leading up to the game was good, and then obviously as it progressed through the game, we ended up getting less and less confidence from most areas. I think there was some graft, some hard work, but it then became running around like headless chickens. So there was no real. Well, the organisation started to go, because they started to pick us off.
I think I was guilty of stating the obvious, asking should Luke come for it. I was thinking I was meaning should he have come forward for it. But after that, he did make a couple of saves to keep you in that first half, didn't he?
Yeah, he's made one or two. Yeah, he's there's been good and bad in the game, but there's just been too much bad and not enough organisation. Like I say, it wasn't a case of the players have not tried, just been that they've been good and good enough to be able to stretch us a little bit more than we would have liked, and that's something that we have to be better at and become better at.
Okay. Does it feel in recent weeks one step forward, two back?
Well, it did today. They did today. I suppose he did last week as well. But then you win on Tuesday night gives you that lift again. And we've got to, you know, we've got to move forward with this better than we, you know, dealt with the teams. I'll deal with the teams in the top area of the league better than we have done of late. You know, that's Walsall come here and won. That's Bradford come here and won. And then that's Peterborough come here and won. And you know, whatever happens moving forward, we know at the moment we're a mid-table team. We have to be better than that. We need to progress a little bit more, and then obviously we, you know, we've got to keep working and grafting. That's the only way you can do it.
Okay. You brought Sean McAllister on in the game. With attack-minded players still on the bench, what were you thinking there? What were you looking to do?
You know, you know that that's certainly Charlie Good was feeling his. His leg. Didn't want to bring Boycie on at that stage, so Jack King was on there just to get another midfield player on there, because if you open up too much, they're going to pick you off anyway. Yeah. You know, I've got an attacking player on the right with Luke Williams, who got man of the match, who was doing well. I've got two players up front, so I brought Kevin Van Veen on to try and give us a little bit more legs, even though we didn't pass it well enough. You know, you're looking to try and get the bodies in the penalty area, or certainly Paddy up front and down the middle with another, and he'd done that for a while with Hendo, who worked hard again, and then obviously with another attacker on the left-hand side, winger, we were 4-4-2, and then it's a case of, if you're going to get somebody else on, it's Hakeeb, and then it's a case of bringing Luke Williams off, or leaving Luke Williams in the middle of the park, but we would have been all over the place, because Bish wants to get forward naturally. You know, he's not a sitting midfield player. In which case, the natural choice then is Sean McAllister. Obviously, the timing of it was a free kick. So, you know, you bring in a centre half off with height, but he's walking around, or he's hobbling around with cramp. So we've got a game next week where we've lost Bish. Yeah. So he's picked up his fifth booking, which is an expensive loss. But we have to get through that and bounce back through that, and be better. And there's got to be a reaction, and there will be.
Did you see that booking coming with Neil Bishop? He'd had a couple of warnings, hadn't he?
Yeah, I mean he was near to the mark, and it, you know, it's one of those things. There were three people on bookings today that were just shy of a fifth booking, so you've got to take a gamble at times, because otherwise you're decimated. So, you know, one out of the three, I suppose. But it's like I say, it's. It's a game we have to get past quickly and move on from it and demand a reaction next game.
Okay. Final one, you decided not to make any further movements in the loan market. Did you have the option? Did you have the possibility to do it?
There's always option. The chairman's fantastic. It's just that the players weren't there, or the players that we would have liked to have brought in, they weren't available at this stage. So this market is very difficult. This window is very difficult. So I think there's very little business done anyway.